Support for Politics and Public Policy reporting on SDPB is made possible by SDN Communications, your business broadband provider. Learn more at sdncommunications.com.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. SDPB introduces you to the candidates of the 2018 South Dakota election. Erin Healy is a Democrat out of District 14, and she's running for state representative. She joins us now in the SDPB Sioux Falls studio for a look at her campaign. Erin Healy, welcome to the program. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Give us an idea. Why now for you? Why run for the State House at this particular time?
Gosh, I've always planned on running for state house, and I just didn't realize that it would happen at the age of 31. Yeah. I was asked by a few different organizations and also the Democratic Party, and after a few meetings, it just seemed like the right move right now. I feel like, given my background with my career, being able to really listen to customers, and then in the past constituents for South Dakota and Tim Johnson's office, but being able to listen to customers at my current job has really given me the ability to provide insights on what those customers need and what they want, and to be able to analyze company data and turn around and come back with actionable plans where we can actually accomplish good procedures that will fix what customers need.
As you walk around and go door to door and talk to people in your district, and I've been pretty open about the fact that I live in District 14, so you'll be knocking on a door near me soon, I'm sure.
Yes.
What are you hearing from people? What are they telling you that they want out of Pierre right now?
I'm hearing a lot of people tell me that they want their state legislators to listen and really understand what they're asking for. I also hear a lot about, you know, the normal issues that really matter in our state, education and healthcare and our economy.
Yeah. You studied politics and political science in college.
I did.
How does that sort of, translate to the work that you hope to do, your experience?
Yeah, so actually in my master's degree at USD, I studied constituent policy preference and the disconnect that South Dakota state legislators have. And this case study was done with data back from, I would say, 2006 to 2011. But I still believe that disconnect is still prevalent. And it's definitely something that we need to see fixed within our state government.
Yeah. What does that look like? Is that an overall philosophy that you bring? Or is that specific, legislation that needs to be addressed?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's specific legislation that needs to be addressed, although I do believe we need to focus on issues that matter to all South Dakotans. I do believe that it means working across the aisle and not focusing on partisan politics. I believe when you are a public servant, that means that you are responsible for the voice of your constituents.
Mm-hmm. When you go, if voters send you to Pierre, what are some of the top issues that you think that the next session needs to address?
Well, my parents were both educators within the Sioux Falls School District. So education is one of the biggest issues that I care about. I believe that a good education is the best possible investment for both our children and for South Dakota. We need to pay competitive wages for our teachers so we can attract and retain the best teachers in our state. We also need to invest in pre-K education so our children have that foundation and a healthy development. And we also need to focus on college and trade school, technical schools, and making sure that whatever journey that you choose after high school, that you are really given accessible and affordable college or secondary education.
Do you find, as you listen to folks in the district, that there are differences in what people want to hear based on those generational, you know, if you meet someone who is older, they're going to tell you something different than if you meet someone who's younger? Or do they pretty much have some of the, you know, everybody's sort of wanting the same thing, and it has to do with, as you said, listening and integrity and transparency and education? And or are you seeing these vast differences in the population itself?
I'm not really seeing any large difference in the issues. They all seem to care about the same thing, the normal things that everyday Americans care about that affect their lives on a daily basis. I am seeing, you know, small things like younger generation caring about the environment and more social issues. But I'm really, when it comes down to it, I'm really not seeing a large difference in any of those issues that everyone cares about.
Yeah. The face of the South Dakota voter is changing in the sense that we see many more people who are becoming independents. There's obviously a supermajority of Republicans in Pierre. And we're also seeing for this election this surge of Democratic candidates, new people, first-timers. How do you sort of see the political landscape of this state right now? Is it shifting toward, something new?
I really hope it is. And that's not to say that what we see right now in our state legislature is not okay, but we really do need more diversity. And when I say diversity, I don't just mean more women or people of color. I mean, we need to see more viewpoints, and we need to see more fresh perspectives.
Yeah. And then those perspectives need to be included. So it's
exactly.
Not just getting to the state house. It's then sort of having an open mind. Do you feel like if you're elected by voters that you are going to bring that open mind as well to, you know, someone who is coming from a vastly different background and political strategy than you are?
You know, it's hard to say that I'd sit there and vote for something that I don't believe in. Mm-hmm. I do believe that it is best to represent your constituents. And making sure that if that's what the majority of people believe, that's what you should do. But I also believe that part of listening to constituents is understanding differences and making sure that you are not forming an opinion before you vote on a piece of legislation. I think that's the number one most important thing, that you're unbiased and you are open to any possibility. And you're making sure that you're putting South Dakotans before partisan politics.
Yeah. Erin Healy is a Democrat. She's from District 14. She's running for state representative, and she joined us for our Meet the Candidates today. You can find all those conversations on the website, usually right after the show is over. We post the latest at listen.sdpb.org. Erin, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.